This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you're busy, but now here's a surprise.
Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones on a Sunday. The crew did a great job today getting this broadcast ready, a short staff crew, and we are still live on a Sunday in the big studio. And I'm feeling extra patriotic today. I have my American flag tie on with my American flag lapel. I've got the classic blue jacket on. We've got the red, white, and blue in the background flowing. And that's because we're leading off today's broadcast with the good news. Rasmussen polls reports Americans are happier than they have been in years. And a follow-up story from the Washington Examiner. Americans have never felt better. 74% very happy. A new Rasmussen report survey said that 74% of adults rate the life as good or excellent. The highest level of satisfaction ever recorded by the pollster. How do you like that? Ever recorded. So according to this poll, Americans are happier than ever before. Isn't that incredible? Now, I'm glad that Alex leaves this little ditty here lying at the desk, because I have a feeling that on this Sunday, July 23rd, I wouldn't be reading this headline if this headline were true. If this headline from Newsweek, Madam President, was true from November 9th, I wouldn't be reading you this headline from July 20th. Americans have never felt better. So you see how that works, folks? Because this scathing, wicked witch of the West, who still won't go away, this wretched creature, you got her husband popping up on boats with Pierce Brosnan now, looks like death warmed over. In fact, looks like death, not even warmed over anymore. But they're in the past. That's the beauty of it. They are in the past, and no matter what you think about Trump, Trump is trying to make America surge again, and the momentum and the patriotism behind him are real. And that is why this Rasmussen poll indicates Americans are happier than ever before. Now, it's resonating in other parts of life as well. Food stamp use falls to lowest level in 7 years. That is from Breitbart. Participation in the food stamp program took a dive to the lowest level it has been in 7 years, according to new data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Wow, how do you like that? You don't have to rely on the government for your daily meal. You don't have to rely on the government for ends meet, and you end up happier. Shocking. Shocking. We've got some clips from Chuck Schumer. Oh, by the way, here's another news story. This is from Grabian. As gas prices fall to a 12-year low, so there's the story to just add on to everything else here. Gas prices have just hit a 12-year low. We'll get the exact numbers. But despite that, you have Chuck Schumer, who says that gas prices will never go down. The pastrami sandwich salesman, who you would never buy a pastrami sandwich from. The nationwide price for gas closed the week of July 17th at $2.39 a gallon, down from $2.47 a gallon when Trump took office. So in 7 months, the gas prices have gone down 8 cents a gallon. I suppose that's on average. Over the July 4th holiday weekend, gas prices were at their lowest point since 2005. So that's what they're indicating, lowest in the last 12 years. And this is crippling Russia's oil industry and gas market. But oh my gosh! Trump is a Russian agent! Can you believe this madman? Look at these headlines! Americans, they need less food stamps than ever before. Less Americans on food stamps. Gas prices, 12-year low. Americans, happier than ever before, according to Rasmussen. Thanks, Russia! Thank you, Russia! Boy, I'm so glad that Russia got Trump in instead of Hillary, so I can come on air today with my American flag tie on and say I'm better than I've ever felt before. Thank you, Russia. Now more from Chuck Schumer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So we've covered the good news today. Americans are happier than they've ever been before. That's according to a Rasmussen poll. We have nothing but Russia to thank for that. You can just ask Chuck Schumer himself. Food stamp usage, the lowest in 7 years. Gas prices, the lowest in 12 years. That's some of the stuff we've covered. More stuff to cover. A bunch of dead bodies have been found in a tractor trailer at a San Antonio Walmart. The San Antonio Police Chief William McManus has said, "We are looking at this as a human trafficking issue, so we'll be sure to keep you posted on that." There's been some interesting coverage of that as well that we'll mention. Joseph Rago, Wall Street Journal editor, dies at 34. Now, this is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. You didn't hear too much about the unexpected death of Joseph Rago. The last story he wrote for the Washington Post, I want to get the right headline here, the Obamacare Republicans, it was July 18th, Senate Republicans killed their own health care bill on Monday evening, and it goes on and on. So he was covering Obamacare. He was very critical of Obamacare. And he's dead. I'm not sure if there's anything to be suspicious of there. Just like there's nothing to be suspicious of with Peter Smith, Klaus Eberwein, Sean Lucas, Barrington Wisenant, Seth Rich, Monica Peterson, John Ash. This is just about the last year and a half. I'm just going off memory here. Did I forget any guys? Any names I forgot? DNC fraud lawsuit, Clinton body count. I think I covered them all. But nothing suspicious about that. These people just dying week in and week out. I'll also keep you posted on anything developing in the tractor trailer with the humans found on it. We've got some other stories as well. Hungarian PM, Soros EU trying to establish a Muslimized Europe. We'll talk about that. And then there was some other weird news, too. I think it was the Dilyana files. Am I saying that right, Zach? The Dilyana files with John McCain implicated. So we'll look into that and this purple shovel program that I'd never heard of until today. So all kinds of weird stuff. And most of America has no clue about any of this. But that's fine, because this is Trump's America now. We are winning, and Americans are happier than they've ever been before. But let's go to Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer, he's not one of those Americans. Chuck Schumer might be more miserable than he's ever been before, actually, to be honest. And he was on the air with Stephanopoulos trying to talk about how it's Democrats that are going to fill the vacuum that Trump left. The vacuum that Trump left. Which really doesn't make sense if you try to put that into context. He's been in office for 7 months now, so I don't know how he's leaving vacuums. But this is Chuck Schumer trying to reason his way around thinking Trump is bad.
Why don't Americans know where the Democrats stand for, and is that your fault? Well, it is in part our fault. When you lose an election,
let me ask if it's your fault.
Someone who has, say, 40% popularity, you look in the mirror and say, what did we do wrong? And the number one thing that we did wrong is we didn't
Can we pause that? See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what people like Chuck Schumer do. They just go on there and then they just say that as if it's a matter of fact. Well, this is a president that, you know, he only had 40% approval rate. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Rigged polls again? Rigged polls, Chuck Schumer? I just highly doubt that President Trump's approval rating is really only 40% right now. But he just puts that out there like, see, Americans just hate this president. Americans just hate Trump. That's just a matter of fact. No, that's not a matter of fact. Keep rolling, Chuck Schumer.
And the number one thing that we did wrong is we didn't tell people what we stood for. Even today, as your polls, they know
we don't stand for anything.
They like that. But they want to know what do you stand for. So tomorrow, Democrats will unveil our economic agenda.
No.
It's called a better deal. It has three components. We're going to raise people's wages and create better paying jobs.
Yeah.
We're going to cut down on their everyday expenses they have to pay.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to give them the tools they need to compete in the 21st century. So simply put, what do Democrats stand for? A better deal for working families. Higher wages, less costs.
Like in Illinois, California. Is that where everyone's moving to Texas?
Part of that time. What took so long and why didn't it happen during the campaign?
Well, I don't know why it didn't happen in the campaign. We all take blame, not any one person. But now we have spent a lot of time working on this, and it's going to really impress the American people. It is not going to be left or right. It is going to be totally focused on working people who realize, believe correctly, that the system is rigged against them and not
helping
them.
See, here's Chuck Schumer. Hold it for a second. Here's Chuck Schumer playing the typical liberal, the typical Democrat approach. We're going to help you. We're going to be here for you. You need higher wages. We're going to take care of it. You need more money. You need food. You need. You are a victim. You are in need. Didn't you know it? Don't you know it? I'm Chuck Schumer. You need a dirty pastrami sandwich. I'm Chuck Schumer. So he's telling you, you're in need. You need this. You're a victim. You've been scrutinized. You've been victimized. I'll help. We'll help. The Democrats will help. The government will help. No! No, Chuck Schumer. The government has got us here. But you know that. You're a dirty dealer. Go ahead and roll on with Chuck. Up, Chuck.
Yes. Well, are you going to appeal to the Obama coalition, you know, young people, LGBT, people of color, or the
identity politics,
Democrats who voted for Trump, blue-collar voters? This will appeal to both.
But I have a different
It will
problem.
Unify the Democratic Party because we are united on economic issues and a bold,
yes.
sharp-edged message.
Hold on. Hold it right there. Wait. What economic issues is he talking about here? Is he talking about the economic issues of the $20 trillion in debt this country's under? The deficit spending? I'm sorry, what is he exactly talking about? Because these were all prevalent during the Obama administration more than ever. So he's sitting here saying, we need to resonate with the people that supported Obama, the Obama people. We need to get behind our economic plan here. What economic plan? To put us into more debt, the economic plan that has California teetering on collapse, Illinois teetering on collapse, that economic plan, the economic plan to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on special elections and then go over that economic plan. How about the economic plan for Hillary Clinton's campaign? Did that work out for you? No, they have no economic plan. They have no deal. They have nothing. All they have is Trump bad. You're a victim. Trump is bad. That's all they have. Let's see if Chuck Schumer has anything else in this clip.
Message, platform, policy that talks about working people and how the system is rigged against them.
There you are. You're a victim.
It's the first time we're going to have it, and our party's going to be unified.
We've had a problem, as you know, we've had a problem with wage stagnation. You talk about better wages. We've had a problem with wage stagnation for the last 40 years. What can any piece of legislation do about that?
Well, we have researched this thoroughly and talked to all different kinds of people, and there are lots of things that we can do. And let me just say one more thing about this. You know, Donald Trump campaigned sort of on this message. He was a populist. He campaigned against the establishment. As soon as he got into office, he embraced the Koch brother hard right and abandoned his plans to clean up Wall Street, to drain the swamp, to be tough on trade.
Well, you'll be out of there soon, so calm down.
In a way that's really
good. And he's definitely been tough on trade.
American people.
What are you going to...
Look, the Democrats keep using this whole thing. They want to tell you that they're going to provide you a $15 an hour minimum wage. There was a story, it may have been my hometown of St. Louis, guys, look this up. It might have been in Baltimore, actually. Maybe it was Baltimore. There was some mayor, some councilwoman, and they had the whole thing proposed. They were about to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour. They had the votes, they had the bill, and then they had to retract it because they realized that no one could afford to pay you anymore. So here were all these Democrats, here were all of these liberals, all pumped up, all fired up. They were going to get the minimum wage bill up, and then they actually looked at the logistics, broke it down economically, talked to the local business people, and realized, this isn't going to work. Nobody can afford to pay you $15 an hour. And we don't have the robot workers quite in yet, so... we can't just bring the robot workers in yet to replace you. That's another 10 years away. Yeah, there it is in Baltimore. So this is the same person that passed the bill to raise the minimum wage, vetoed it. Mayor Catherine Pugh. I'm telling you, folks, these people have no plan. We'll be right back with more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. But when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Absurd is it for us to love America here at InfoWars.com. I can't believe we love America. Can't believe we're patriots. I can't believe we like Trump. I can't believe we want America to remain a sovereign nation. I mean, how dare us? I mean, you've seen them on the news, folks. How dare we want to sell our own products? So, I mean, even though Rachel Maddow said it's bad, I'm going to go ahead and let you know, folks. We now have another new product that is, I mean, it's unbelievable that we want to bring you healthy products, that we want to fill your home with all natural deodorants and soaps and sunscreens and bug sprays and water filters and all that stuff. I mean, I can't believe that patriots would want to fund one another and help one another out and give them good products at InfoWarsStore.com. But we decided to give you another product. You wanted the whey protein, so we decided that we were going to give you the whey protein. Get the new true whey protein. And not only do we bring you new products, we bring you new products and we bring it with 25% off. So 25% off the introduction of the True Whey Protein Ultimate Protein Pack is the 25% off Caveman and True Whey Protein if you want to do the protein pack. But folks, you're going to love this new whey protein. I know a lot of people that do whey protein. It's a very popular product. I'm obviously going to be switching to the True Whey Protein at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's a grass-fed whey protein, and it's got 9 essential amino acids that your body needs that can't produce itself. So, and I got to tell you, we've actually had bottles of this floating around the office. We've been shooting ads. Alex has been shooting some ads telling you about this new protein, folks. It is, honestly, I don't like vanilla proteins. I maybe got one vanilla protein in my entire life, didn't like it. I've been chocolate ever since. This is the best-tasting vanilla protein. Anything I've ever tasted, better than any ice cream, even if you got 2 scoops. If you get 2 scoops of True Whey Vanilla Protein, it's better than 2 scoops of any Covfefe ice cream that you've ever had. But I'm telling you, the protein, all natural, grass-fed, and the flavor is the best tasting, probably protein in general, but definitely the best tasting vanilla protein I've ever had. So try out True Whey Protein at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 25% off retail. And don't forget the Ultimate Protein Pack, 25% off Caveman and True Whey Protein combined. Can tell you, folks, a lot of you out there use whey protein. A lot of people that are into exercising and working out, lifting weights, you do the protein after your workout. Now you've got a source, InfoWarsStore.com, to get an all-natural protein and support this broadcast. So check that out and you will be a return customer. I guarantee it. Can't wait to see those 5-star reviews coming in. All right. Well, we were given Chuck Schumer the business before we went to the last break. Let's finish up with this Chuck Schumer clip from what show is it? We on George Step on All of Us? Okay. So this is Up Chuck Schumer on George Step on All of Us. Let's go ahead and finish this clip.
we are going to propose tomorrow, we've already proposed a few things, a $1 trillion infrastructure plan. Trump, I don't know where he is on infrastructure, but we're willing to work with him on that.
He's clueless.
We've proposed already a $15 minimum wage. Trump won't go for that. We've proposed a child care, a family leave proposal that works well. Here's what we're going to propose tomorrow. Number one, we're going to go after the drug companies. We will
create
a special
listen to this.
Office that will just go after these drug companies when they raise prices so egregiously and people can't afford these drugs.
All right, pause it right there.
Wow.
Chuck Schumer wants to go after drug companies that raise the prices astronomically.
What else is going on in the medical industry right now where prices are being raised astronomically?
Oh, that's right. Obamacare. Obamacare. Premium skyrocketing. Deductibles skyrocketing. Monthly rates skyrocketing.
Oh, but Chuck Schumer wants to make sure that the drug companies aren't skyrocketing their prices. I mean, this is so hypocritical. This is so the pot calling the kettle black that it makes you nauseous that there's even a human being that would get up and lie to you and be such a fraud like this. So again, Obamacare premiums skyrocketing. You know, just nobody can afford it anymore. But here's Chuck Schumer. He's going to do something about the drug companies raising their prices. Wait a second, Upchuck. I thought that that was what Obamacare was for. I guess Obamacare failed again. Oh, and you notice that Chuck Schumer has no problem with the opioid epidemic. Doesn't mention that. He's going to go after the big drug companies because they're rising prices, but ignore all of the deaths that are associated with that. That's just fine. Let's go back to Upchuck.
And people can't afford these drugs. We're going to change the way companies can merge. We have these huge companies buying up other big companies. It hurts workers and it hurts prices. The old Adam Smith idea of competition, it's gone. So people hate it when their cable bills go up, their airline fees. They know that gas prices...
But again, Obamacare is skyrocketing.
Goes,
Hold him right there. So again, he's sitting here complaining about prices going up. Again, he's saying he's going to get involved. We're going to get the government involved. We're going to stop these rising prices. Doesn't mention Obamacare. This guy's on the Hill every day defending Obamacare. And then he goes on George Stephan All of Us on ABC and says, I'm going to stop the prices on the drugs from getting too big. We're going to stop big companies from buying one another and then making the prices too big on your energy bill, or your electricity bill, your cable bill, and all this. Meanwhile, the Democrats made unaffordable health care, and they want to kill the coal industry that keeps energy affordable. Trump has got the gas to the lowest price in 12 years that's hurting the Russia. This guy's up here complaining. Go back to Upchuck.
The domestic price goes, when the price for oil goes up on the markets, it goes right up, but it never goes down. How the heck did we let
never goes down
merge? And that was
inflation.
So we're going to go after
Go ahead and pause it right there. Again, though. No mention of Amazon buying out everything and then having a deal with the United States Postal Service. No mention of Google and Alphabet and those big services buying up everything. No mention of the six industries or the six companies that own all the media. No. Schumer has no problem with that. But then he tells you that gas prices never go down, even though they're the lowest they've been in 12 years. Go back to Upchuck Schumer.
So we're going to go after that, and that will help the average person lower their costs. And finally, we're going to have tomorrow a very novel idea of how to create 10 million jobs. There are 10 million Americans looking for good-paying jobs. We're going to show them how to find them. And that's just the beginning. Week after week, month after month, we're going to roll out specific pieces here that are quite different than the Democratic Party you heard in the past. We were too cautious. We were too namby-pamby. This is sharp.
Namby-pamby? Mamby-pamby, hold on right there. You want to talk about mamby-pamby? You want to talk about mamby-pamby? Mamby-pamby is looking to the government or looking at Chuck Schumer for a job. Looking at the government, looking at Chuck Schumer. Please give me more money, please. Please make the bad Trump break up the big businesses. Make the bad Trump raise the minimum wage. Please make the bad Trump go after the drug companies. Please, it's the bad Trump. Please help me. Help me. No, you know what the answer is? Help your damn self. This is America.
Oh, Chuck Schumer's telling you you're a victim. You can't do it. We're going to help you. I'm Chuck Schumer. I'm going to be the guy. This guy's the dirtiest, crookedest, nastiest politician on the face of the earth. You wouldn't buy a pastrami sandwich from him if he was a deliman. Disgusting people. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. Up Chuck Schumer wants to be your daddy.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk to you today
about the basic survival, not just of Western society, but of the family and the human community itself. The technocrats, as the world's ruling elite call themselves, are incredibly selfish people. And they admit that they have a plan to balkanize nations and turn peoples against each other so they can be easily ruled via divide and conquer. But first, the nation state itself must be taken over by private corporate combines, and foreign groups then need to be brought in who are clothed and fed and brainwashed by the state to be destabilization forces. Now, this is not my opinion. On screen is an article from 2012 from the BBC that's promoting world government via open borders. And it says the EU should undermine national homogeneity, says UN migration chief, should open the borders to Africa and to the Middle East to then bring in the groups who are not from free countries to force Europeans to then adopt systems that will not, quote, upset the Islamicist and others. And examples of this are in Germany, they tell women don't wear short skirts. It will make the Muslims mad. They're starting to not have outdoor Oktoberfest because the Muslims will attack people drinking beer. The Muslims are attacking people walking dogs, saying they're unclean. And now in schools in the U.S., but also in Europe and places in Austria, they're banning pork in school lunches because Muslims are upset about it. Well, Orthodox Jews don't eat pork, but they don't then demand that the schools don't serve it. This is all about total and complete control. They're bringing in groups like Orthodox radical Muslims who won't even get along with each other in their own countries and have constant civil war. They are so cult-like, and they admit that they're going to make Europe, the United States, Australia adopt authoritarian codes to, quote, accommodate the Muslims. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how we're being culturally conquered. First, they get us to be open to the gays, and then, you know, to be open to this group or that group. And then next, they're saying we're going to teach your children about how to have sex when they're 5 years old and how to masturbate in schools. But we're going to bring in Muslims that throw gay people off buildings, and you're going to submit to them as well. But you're not going to give out Christmas cards, as we've seen cases around the country, at Christmas at school because of separation of church and state. Separation of church and state, ladies and gentlemen, says that the government can't have an official religion. It doesn't mean you can't hand out Christmas cards. But only Christians, libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, free market folks, very diverse group, only we have to give up our speech and shut up. Well, here's a new article today that David Knight and Owen Shore are going to be breaking down a little bit later here on the live transmission from WorldNet Daily, simply pointing out a UN document from 2000 telling folks, oh, we need to bring in the folks from Africa. We need to bring in the Muslims. Then they pay, the UN does, along with Peter Sutherland, the UN, George Soros with our tax money, to bring the people 100 miles off the coast of international waters. Then the EU Navy comes and, quote, rescues them and brings them in to be resettled. And Italian homeowners and hotel owners are being thrown out. Their guests are being thrown out. And the Islamicist, 80%+ military age men being brought in, are then put on welfare. This is the idea. This is the program. And they say it is to, quote, replace Europeans. Then they teach in the news that white people are fundamentally evil and fundamentally bad and need to be gotten rid of, and that white genocide is now taught in colleges. So again, the race-based Hitlerian plan, whether it's carried out by whites or carried out by others, is always very attractive. You read the Bible, different tribes are always exterminating each other. But the big megabanks are coming in with the 7 billion plus people, it'll be 9 billion in just a few years in the third world, and using them as weapons against the West after the globalists have already exploited the continent of Africa, exploited other areas. But they're not bringing in people in ultra-massive numbers from, say, Brazil or other areas that have more libertarian or conservative backgrounds. They're bringing people in out of savage Muslim countries where women are kept as animals, failed states like Somalia and Sudan. So to counter this, I am announcing a $20,000 contest because the media, made fun of the video that I put out a few months ago, and Super Deluxe turned it into a video that had 20 million views in the last week, where I sung about how they basically cover up. There's a massive cover up when Islamists in Europe rape, bomb, shoot, stab, run people over with cars. And so I basically made a joke and said, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Because when somebody screams Allah Akbar and stabs people, whether it's in San Francisco, or whether it's in Minneapolis, St. Paul, or whether it's in New York City, or somebody shoots a cop in the back of the head yelling Allah Akbar, national media won't report it. So we're going to expose the type of immigrants, the type of invaders, the types that are being brought in. That'll be clear. You can't go to Sudan. You can't go to Somalia. You can't go to Saudi Arabia and be a Christian. You can't be a woman and not wear a burqa over your head. You can't be a woman and drive a car or go shopping without your male controller. You can't be gay without being murdered. So standing up against these human rights abuses and standing up against this anti-Western tyranny, so to counter this sinister move by global government forces to crush what's left of the last few free nations that exist using huge third world hordes of Islamicists that have already been exploited and stirred up by the globalists, we're launching an epic contest where you can add news clips, your own commentary, into remixes. I don't care. The more creative, the better. But work into it the song that Time Warner and Super Deluxe thought would be so damaging to us in this meme war, and expose the fact that the UN and others are pushing this massive agenda for us to have big open hearts and open ourselves up to more than just the 10 million Islamicists that have already gone into Europe the last few years. Again, 80% of them military-age men. So InfoWars is announcing this anti-globalist, anti-open border contest. There are three prizes. Let's go over them. Wait till the globalists and all their minions, using our taxpayer money to propagandize our own destruction, face the power of the people resisting through information warfare, through truth. $10,000 is the main prize. Best cover. Again, mix in clips, mix in remixes, mix in news, expose the globalist pedophile rings, expose the radical Islamic invasion, expose the whole UN program, mix it all together with the music performed by you or your band, $10,000. We just had a $20,000 winner in the CNN meme contest last week. Filmed from the best location, $5,000. And filmed with best audience participation, $5,000. That's three different winners. But so many people that entered the last meme contest, more than 8,000, didn't upload it to Facebook, Google, or Twitter. It's got to be uploaded to Facebook, YouTube, or to Twitter Periscope. George Soros, Peter Sutherland, all of them admittedly are behind this plan. They're totally dastardly. They want to bring down the West. They want to bring down the third world. They want total degradation. They want city-states of ultra-rich, everybody poor. Obama told Africans they can't have cars or air conditioning. You know, they've got to come here. This is the plan to make us all poor but a tiny elite. It's totally dastardly. So, again, it's multifaceted. Expose globalism. Expose the ultra-rich. Expose, you know, the Vatican and all the pedophilia, expose the Clintons and Jerry Epstein, expose Wiener, expose all their corruption, expose the open borders, expose the master plan, expose how they cover up for Islamic terror and attacks and enslavement. And everybody that enters wins by spreading the word. They want to censor. They want to shut us up. They want to shut you up. We're going to the next level. This is going to be exciting. I can't wait to see all your entries. I'm Alex Jones, counting on you. Because this is the info war, and in the info war, you are the resistance. You are the power. You are the force that can destroy these globalist parasites.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And 10%. If you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones here today on a Sunday from the big studio. Great job by the crew getting this all set up and going in here despite being short-staffed. Infowars.com, folks, another new product for you at Infowarsstore.com. We have now added True Whey Protein to our great line of products at Infowarsstore.com. We're trying to bring you products that we know you love, that we know you use, and then we try to bring you the best high-quality version of that product, and that is exactly what the InfoWarsStore.com True Whey Protein is. And it comes to you at a starter at 25% off. True Whey Protein, the best vanilla tasting protein I've ever tasted in my life. And that is saying a lot, especially coming from a guy who really doesn't enjoy vanilla flavoring. I was really shocked when I actually enjoyed this protein. Another thing about it, you can see actually if you're watching the ad, it's the only protein I enjoy with water too. I've never had a protein that I enjoy with just water. I usually mix it with milk or something else in there. So this is really an incredible product that we're bringing to you at InfoWarsStore.com. True Whey Protein, great with water, great vanilla flavoring. And we've also got the Ultimate Protein Pack, 25% off Caveman combined with the new True Whey Protein. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of those specials and all the specials that we have running right now. We're going to give out the phone number because we're going to take your calls in the second hour. So whatever you'd like to call in on, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, that's 877-789-ALEX, anything you'd like to call about. This was a story that, now where is it here? Here we go. First of all, this is just a nice little ditty. We'll just go ahead and mention this little ditty for you from RT. Handy way to pay. U.S. firm plans to fit employees with microchip implants. A U.S. vending business is entering a new era of convenience by implanting microchips in employees that will allow them to access to basic workplace amenities. Of course, where is this going on? Liberal Wisconsin. Got to love that. So, folks, I'll tell you, you'll never see me getting a microchip implanted in me to buy something. Okay? I'll go ahead with straight cash, homie. I'll be just fine. No thanks on your microchip. But they're going to try to make it. See, they're going to start making people put these into their bodies to get into doors for security reasons or health reasons. They'll come up with a dozen different ways to mark you with the beast. But here's a story that I really wanted to break down because this is so key to me. And from someone that actually has to deal with this on the front lines, it's like the Bon Iver cover of Alex Jones when he's like, I deal with these people. I face these scum. Well, yeah. And then Alex sends me out to face these scum too. And they're getting paid. Paid protesters. It reaches a new level. From Breitbart, Fight for the Future offers $15,000 for full-time anti-Trump activists. Have you ever heard of such a thing? It's not a protest when you're getting paid to do it. It's not a redress of grievances with the government when you're on salary. No, now that's your job. Here's a quote. Terrified about Trump? Quit your job. Start an A-team. We might just fund it. Terrified about Trump. Just look at this propaganda from the very beginning, folks. This is why this angers me so much, because this is so targeted at the youth. This is such an attempt to brainwash the youth that it really sickens me. Terrified about Trump? As if there's some reason to be terrified about Trump. The only reason I could think of you being terrified about Trump is if you're some sicko pedophile in D.C. or maybe you're an illegal citizen here, raping people, murdering people. Then, yeah, you might be terrified of Donald Trump. Maybe you're a corrupt politician. Then maybe Trump terrifies you. But they're acting like you, the average American, the average citizen. You should be terrified about Trump. In fact, not that you should be. In fact, you are. You are terrified about Trump. And it's not because the mainstream media has been lying about him for over a year, going on 2 years plus now. And so they blame Trump because the media lies about him all day long. So there you go. So that's just one element of their propaganda. Then it goes on. Quit your job. Quit your job. Quit your job. Quit your job, folks. Just quit your job, pick up a street sign, and chant in the streets. So Fight for the Future's A-Teams project page is now going to offer as much as $15,000 for the first month to political activism teams to fight a wide range of social and political issues listed on the website, including health care, Affordable Care Act, climate, immigration, the wall, corruption, racism, fascism, police, prisons. So they tell you that you're terrified about Trump. Why? Because of health care, their first reason, the Affordable Care Act. So it doesn't matter that Obamacare is failing. It doesn't matter that you don't have as many options as you used to have. Some counties where you only have one option, it's monopoly care. Some counties where you might not have any options now. It doesn't matter that premiums are skyrocketing, deductibles skyrocketing, and options being limited, so prices going up. That's how monopolies work. You're scared of Trump. You see, you're scared of Trump because he's going after that health care bill that's so great that they lied to you about. Climate. And so they always... See, they have these little buzzwords. This is how they brainwash you. They lie to you about climate change. They lie to you about the Affordable Care Act. They lie to you about immigration. They lie to you about racism. They lie to you about everything. Then when somebody comes along like Trump or Alex Jones, or it could be anyone, when someone comes along and tells you the truth, when someone has the nerve to actually tell you the truth, to stand up in a world of lies, a world of deceit, and tell you the truth, you must be terrified. You have to quit your job. You have to start the A-team. And we will fund it. So it's not a protest when it's your job. You're not terrified about Trump when you've been lied to about him. And we've already seen these people that are going to sign up for this type of crap. And it will equal nothing. And just like every other time when I hit the streets and I ask these Trump protesters what they're out here doing, why they don't like Trump, what he said that's racist, what he's done that's misogynist, what do they know about the Paris Climate Accord? What do you know about healthcare? What do you actually know about any of this stuff? They have nothing. And they will continue to have nothing, except now they might have a couple thousand bucks to play around with. And it just goes on. It tells them how they can organize. It tells them that they need to hook up with people that are like-minded and go out and be active and do all this. And they have enough brainwashed Stockholm Syndrome victims, thanks to liberal education, liberal media, that they will actually get people to sign up and go out on the streets and do all of it. And George Soros is the man behind the curtain, as usual. So think about this. You've got Democrats spending hundreds of millions of dollars on failed elections. Not just Hillary Clinton, but in the special elections, going all out. So now you've got the DNC. This is from the Daily Caller. DNC finished last month, $3.3 million in debt. The Democratic National Committee is struggling to win elections, and now it's $3.3 million in debt. The DNC raised just $5.5 million over the June fundraising period, and outspent themselves by $200,000, finishing the month with $3.3 million in debt. You know who we heard from in the first hour? Up Chuck Schumer, who told you that the Democrats were going to be your saviors on the economy. Here's the DNC. The DNC has been sued. The DNC is being sued right now. Bernie Sanders' wife is being investigated. The DNC's in debt $3.3 million. And Up Chuck Schumer wants to be your daddy. He wants to be in charge of the...
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance.
all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.